Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this original worldwide transmission. It is Sunday, May 4th, 2014. We'll be here for the next 2 hours as we are every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, thank you for joining us here on the Sunday broadcast. Well, where to begin? I saw a story on Drudge Report on Friday that really concerned me. I want to talk about some of this in the next segment. CDC confirms first case of MERS virus in America. Health officials say a deadly virus from the Middle East has turned up in the U.S. for the first time. And, of course, earlier in the week, the CDC and the World Health Organization at the U.N. said the biggest threat medically worldwide now is drug-resistant viruses and bacteria being foremost. And you add the cocktail of antibiotics, all the weird drugs, the stuff that's mutating, the GMO. This is just going to get more and more serious here on out. And the globalists really don't want us to get a lot of these medical treatments and things that are already available. So we're going to be breaking some of that down today. Also, I saw some reports earlier in the week that the GOP, doesn't want companies to come out with biometric guns so criminals can't kill people or we can't have mass shootings. The issue is Obama wants to ban guns previously made that aren't biometric. And I've got another article I know out there in the printer that would just be really fantastic on that subject. I forgot to get that, so I need that little tidbit. Thank you, gentlemen. And, of course, we covered this a few weeks ago, but it dovetails with the new article on this subject. GOP fears executive order on biometric guns. And, just one little old grandfather wanted to come out with a biometric gun, and the NRA was mean to him. Why, you can't even have a free market here in America. It's just not fair. And they say that the GOP fears it and that it's a terrible thing. So that's all coming up here on the transmission today. We're also going to get into some of the fraudulent employment numbers that are out there that just show how Orwellian everything's gotten. Payroll in the U.S. Rises most since 2012, 203,000, but that's all, and then some, because it's actually a negative number. If you look at the real numers, we've got a lot of economists on, like Dr. Booker Roberts and others. It's all people getting cut from 40 to below 30 hours so Obamacare doesn't kick in, having to get other jobs. So this is pure manipulation. They claim we have a 0.1 growth rate in this country. And that's even with Cook numbers. That is depressionary on every front. And I'm not being negative. We have to admit that if we're ever going to have any chance to turn this around. And then coming up, I told you about this years ago. Now it's being publicly announced. Coming soon, a brain implant to restore memory in the troops. In the troops. Oh, Bob got hurt. But now he's got a brain chip. He's going back into combat. He's not depressed. He's not sad. There's no more problems anymore. That is out of AFP, AP, you name it. The stuff of science fiction now becomes reality. It is all coming up in great detail on the other side of this break. And it's also vitally important for listeners who are tuning in to spread the word about the broadcast. That's how we're reaching more people. That's why I am able to come in here and do hour after hour of radio and TV every day. Is because I realize what the stakes are. I realize how serious all of this is. I realize what we're facing as a society and that we have no future if we don't beat these people. I've gotten in an aggressive resistance mode, and resistance is victory. That's why they tell you, Obamacare is here to stay bipartisanly. No one can stop it, even though it's 80%+ negative. It's to make you feel weak. There's also big news on the Benghazi front and the subpoena of Hare Kerry. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the sites.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
So we have Ian right there.
His name?
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide original transmission. It is Sunday, the fourth day of May, 2014, and we'll be here for the next 2 hours as we are every Sunday. We have the weekday transmission as well from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on stations all over the country. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's look back at the big news, the important news from my perspective, in the last week. Then we have a whistleblower guest joining us in the second hour that is as big as the Snowden situation, as big as the Pentagon Papers that came out back in the 60s. This is really a huge issue. This is really a Daniel Ellsberg or a Snowden-level piece of information you're going to be hearing here. Dealing with Benghazi and more. Tell you more about that coming up. Again, ladies and gentlemen, where to start? The anti-gunners have a new way to try to get our guns. It's biometrics. We're going to break down what's really happening on that front coming up. Also, the latest on the Bundy Ranch BLM land grab now coming to Texas. They want people's private land on both sides of the Red River. Rick Perry says try to come and take it. Got to hand it to Rick Perry for standing up. The governor, that's good. But it ties into feds consider taking Alaskan tribal land into trust. That's AP. They're now not enough to have 80%+ of Alaska. They want more. We're going to be breaking that down coming up. We're also going to get into a really wild story that's not anything unknown to our listeners, but is new news to mainstream media. DARPA and the Pentagon are coming out saying the answer to the troops' depression is brain chips. This is AFP, RT, and AP. Not me. Sure, I told you this 15 years ago. I knew troops were getting brain chips 5 years ago. Not all of them, but they're doing it. They're now rolling it out and going, oh, we've been doing testing for a long time, but now we're rolling out the brain chips. So that is all coming up on the broadcast today. We've also got some interesting news we're going to be getting into, not just on Benghazi, but how that ties into government narcotics trafficking. And a lot more. Also, federal regulators can be empowered to enter your home and inspect your cars and things without warrants. That's all Agenda 21, global corporate fraud through the UN. It's all coming up today. Now, first off, let's get to this story. I first saw this on Friday up at DrudgeReport.com. It's an AP story. We've got it up on Infowars.com, linked on the Sunday broadcast so folks can see it. CDC confirms first case of MERS virus in America. Health officials say a deadly virus from the Middle East has turned up for the first time in the United States. An American who works as a healthcare worker in Saudi Arabia is hospitalized in Indiana with the MERS virus that kills a large portion of those that get it. Officials said Friday the man was diagnosed with Middle East Respiratory Syndrome after returning to the U.S. about a week ago. Saudi Arabia has been the center of an outbreak of MERS, which surfaced 2 years ago. At least 400 cases have been reported in more than 100 people. It kills more than one in four. That's super deadly. And more than 100 people have died. The virus has been found in camels. But officials don't know how it's jumped into humans. Well, I've got a good idea. When you've got hundreds of animals that have been zoologically crossed with humans or other animals, that's been done for pig hearts, for transplant and things, it allows it to jump into humans. That's what the top geneticists have said on this show, the literature says. When you've got hundreds of pharmacological crops with scores, more than dozens, of different plants and animals, including human DNA, put into their DNA, and then virus RNA added, you're looking at cross-species contamination, where we can get the diseases that the animals have. In fact, most scientists believe that Ebola, until the last 50 years because of vaccines in Africa, wasn't able to jump into humans, or HIV. This is the type of garbage we're talking about. Airborne Ebola, airborne rabies. We're talking about zombie-level events that the system is talking about. And then you've got GMO, you've got all the feeding antibiotics to the farm animals. All of this is souping up the bacteria and souping up the viruses with the antivirals they've got. Just earlier last week, it was like last Monday, like 7-8 days ago, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, and the WHO, World Health Organization, not the British rock band, they came out and said the number one medical threat worldwide, and I agree with them, is superbugs, flesh-eating bacteria. Staph and strep and the rest of it. You don't have to tell me that. I talked to medical doctors all over the country. Last winter, I lost my cousin and my uncle. My uncle took care of my cousin. My uncle took care of my cousin, and then he ended up getting it and dying. It was some respiratory thing. The hospital in East Texas was full, turning people away, and so were all the others, and people were dying all over the place. And you know what? It wasn't in the media. It was in a few local stories around the country that there were all these deaths and all these problems, but the establishment didn't want you to know. Oh, and there's some fake H1N1 that's really not even killing anybody, and that the vaccine doubles your chances of getting regular flu. That was a Canadian study, government study. You'll hear all about it because it's a rollout to sell $20 billion of flu shot. But when it's real and it's killing people, remember a few years ago they had like super flu in vials in a FedEx truck that crashed in Denver and was all over the road, and one drop of it, you know, would have basically given people flu that was killing 90% of people that got it. Made in a lab, just search engine, governments make super flus in labs. And they claim they're doing it to fight stuff, but if you go back to the H1N1 outbreak in 2000, and what was it, 8 or 9, if you go back to that, it was in Bloomberg even, that in Eastern European countries, like Czech Republic, one headline was 20 homeless died for being given a flu shot. And it turned out it was a super weasel flu crossed with humans. And so this is the type of mad scientist, crazy land stuff that's going on that is so incredibly important. And we need to understand the threat is not terrorism. Terrorism is hyped up in movies and TV, both fiction and nonfiction, to create the perception that it's happening and at record levels. That's what's going on. Again, I've said this 1,000 times. Vanity Fair wrote an article about it last year. No, it was Esquire. The only reason I know is because I was in that issue of Esquire. The only reason I read it. And they did the same numbers I've done at nauseam. 200-something deaths from honeybees on average. 200-something deaths from wasps. Similar numbers. It's over 300 deaths a year of deer actually running out in front of cars. Dozens of deaths where deer actually gore people to death. That's not really popularly promoted, but it's true. 4 to 5 deaths a year from great white sharks. Everybody's scared of those. It's just like terrorism. Terrorism is incredibly rare, incredibly hard to get killed by real terrorism or even fake terrorism, you know, the stage provocateur stuff. But when the government funds al-Qaeda to take over Syria and kills 300,000 people now, it's loving and liberal, and they're just nice little rebels that they're giving heat-seeking missiles to. But the reason I get into this is our whole world's being changed. A police state's being set up for the security of the criminal class that's taken over, not to fight supposed terrorists. But statistically, the numbers vary, but as many as 300,000+ people, they estimate, die a year in the United States from hospital infections. Another 200,000 from bad drug interactions. The CDC's own website has bad drug interactions and bad prescriptions as the number three killer. I mean, this is a fact, folks. I believe it's number one. And so hundreds of thousands dead from flesh-eating bacteria and hospital infections, hey, that's no big deal. That's not a problem. But let me tell you, less than 100 people, U.S. citizens, die from terrorism a year, you'd think it was the end of the world. Just like, as I always say, great whites kill 5 people a year on average. Look it up. The record's 14. Everybody I know, almost everybody, will not get in the water, even in the Caribbean, because they think a great white shark is in there. And there aren't great white sharks in the Caribbean, boys and girls. There are hammerheads and other little creatures.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Oh, that's a pretty song.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season. When the blood runs high, in this time, give it to me easy, and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands, to show you everyone.
That's the Zombies bringing us in. Of course, they're not the kind of zombies the Pentagon wants to create. You know they want robots to replace humans, and that's already been announced in the military at every level. But what about making humans hybrids? Just like the new RoboCop. Well, that's the next story I want to get into. Then we're going to get into the latest covert attack on the Second Amendment. Well, it's kind of overt. Then we're going to get into the latest edition of InfoWars magazine titled 1776 Part 2. And then we were going to get into some of the fraudulent statistics out there. Speaking of that, on Friday's show, let me see if I can still find that piece of paper from Friday. Here it is. We had a vote on air over 2 hours of the 3-hour show with the callers. Who was the biggest con artist the last 20 years, the biggest BSer? Because we've got Jay Carney. Maybe we can cue that up for the next segment. We got Jay Carney running around the White House as a disinformation officer. Saying that, oh, the stuff that says we covered up Benghazi, the memo we got caught lying about, that says, you know, talking points Benghazi, it doesn't refer to Benghazi. Sounds like if you're in the grocery store and it says milk on the aisle, and you walk up and there's milk there, but you go, this doesn't refer to milk. Or if you're driving by and you see a store that says guns and ammo, you pull over and go, I want guns and ammo, and they go, oh, sorry, sir, this doesn't refer to guns and ammo, but I see guns and ammo through the window. Well, you're being a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. Carney said it's a conspiracy theory that Benghazi even exists. He said it's a conspiracy theory of a conspiracy theory. So we had a vote, and callers nominated Piers Morgan as a liar, Bill Clinton, Obama, Baghdad Bob, Satan, corrupt preachers that go along with the system, Mayor Bloomberg, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, Eric Holder, Janet Yellen, Glenn Beck, for whatever reason, and it just kept coming up. I don't want to fight with Glenn. Just, that's who people voted for. Glenn kind of apologized last week for making stuff up about us and said he wants to be nice. So that's fine. I'm friendly. Just to get that out there. And then the FBI. So, FBI got one. Glenn Beck got two. Janet Yellen got one vote. That's how the Federal Reserve. It's not federal, so that's a fraud right there. Eric Holder got four votes. He was in second place. George Soros got one. Mayor Bloomberg got one. Hillary got two. Bad preachers got one. Satan got one. Baghdad Bob got one. Remember the guy that said that the U.S. had been defeated in Iraq when bombs were going off behind him and the U.S. wasn't anywhere in Iraq? That's Jay Carney-level baloney. Obama got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 votes. Bill Clinton only got one. Piers Morgan got one. So, Obama is the grand supreme fraudster scam artist joke, according to our illustrious listeners. And so that's the first annual 2014. It will be held on May 2nd every year. The Global Baghdad Bob Comical Con Artist Fraudster Award. If you got your doctor, you can keep your doctor. I never said you could keep your doctor. If you got a business, you didn't build that. Everything is wonderful. Everything is awesome when you're part of the team. Oh, I'm so trendy. I mean, Obama is a fascist New World Order frontman. And the Republican leadership is protecting him, saying, we are the Borg. We will assimilate you. Obamacare is here to stay. We don't care if 80%+ are against it. This is the way it is. I mean, it's just, man, that Alex Jones is a crazy kook, man. You know, he was pointing out that The former press secretary said there was no drone program, even though it existed 10 years before he was even press secretary. And then later Gibbs admits it was all a fraud. I mean, it's just like, we're not buying billions of bullets. We're not setting up checkpoints. We're not spying on you with the NSA. We're not doing anything. There's no employer mandate. There's no $5,000 fine. I mean, if you told me there was no Santa Claus, I would believe it. That's kind of what Obama is, though. It's like telling somebody that Santa Claus, a three-year-old, that Santa Claus doesn't exist. They don't want to hear it. Now, I want to get to this next really big piece of news that ties in with the medical news we covered last segment about these superbugs. Now, it's only a matter of time until the already biggest threat killing 300,000 Americans a year, God knows what it is worldwide. Well, I mean, in fact, look up that number, maybe, guys, from the World Health Organization. Number of people estimated to die from superbugs. I bet it's in the tens of millions out of 7.5 billion. But who knows? They even have a number on that. It's all dead reckoning anyways. It's only a matter of time until this stuff really gets out there. And that's why I have, and it's not perfect, but when I've had chest colds and stuff that antibiotics won't knock out, like I had this year, I had the stuff that killed my uncle and my cousin. Probably got it when I was there taking care of my uncle in the hospital. I just did it by drinking heroic dosages of colloidal silver. And we come up with our own super brand of colloidal silver at InfoWarsLife.com called Silver Bullet. If you want to support the broadcast and get that. I'm not saying it will fix everything, but topically or internally, everybody knows what silver does, the ancient antibiotic. You know, the old pilgrims used to, or the travelers in the Western wagons would put those coins into their milk and then put it down in a root cellar, but it would make the milk last longer. The silver coins are putting silver on a newborn baby's belly. I mean, they didn't know what it was doing. They hadn't even found microbes yet. They just knew it worked. Well, we've got the best nano silver out there, InfoWarsLife.com. I didn't mean to plug that, but I'm like, why not plug something we sell if we're talking about a major crisis and something that's going on and happening? And while I'm at that, I don't ever go speak a lot because I can talk to millions on the radio every day, and I can it's much more focused, and I can have all my documentation with me, and I've got all this crew and a nightly news program, and we're busy. I love to speak to crowds. I give great speeches, I'm told, better than on the radio. But I don't do it but maybe once a year because I'm so busy. Well, I've agreed to speak in Dallas, my old hometown, May 31st. It's an all-day event put on by Stansberry Research Investment Conference. And, folks, T. Boone Pickens is going to be speaking, the billionaire, Porter Stansberry, top analyst, Cactus Schroeder, Bill Murphy, Van Simmons, and more. I am the featured speaker. But the keynote, they've all got names. I don't care if I was number one or not. I'm really number two under T. Boone Pickens. That's fine. I look forward to hearing T. Boone Pickens speak. That's going to be weird. The point is that this is a big event. It's a one-day event. It's at a really nice place. You can check it out, find out more at InfoWars.com on the banners or AlexJonesDallas.com, AlexJonesDallas.com, or go to the Stansberry website, find their number. You can call them there if you want to get tickets that way. But my listeners get a 25% discount off of the price of this elite news analyst investment conference. And this is it. I may not speak again all year. So here it is if you want to go. Okay, Big D, Dallas, Tejas. I will be there the 31st. I don't know. I guess that's like 26 days away. Or do the math. So you don't want to miss that. All right, how long do I have till we go to break? Just a few minutes here. I want to get started on this right now. We're going to come back and talk about it more in the next segment. It's a big deal. Coming soon, a brain implant to restore memory. Now, again, I learned about this 15 years ago from public DARPA and MIT research. All right, there's the bell. And I warned you. Then I started learning 5 years ago they're already putting it in some troops' brains. Then about a year ago, it was finally in the DARPA news, their MIT, showing troops. If I couldn't find the article the day before the show. Like something out of The Manchurian Candidate with Denzel Washington, the remake, in the chair with the wires in the back of their head, and they're literally now moving forward to brain chip the troops. And it's in AP, Reuters, you name it. We're going to cover it when we come back.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact.
And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything is a song.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
Oh my gosh, I love Obamacare. I love being an idiot.
That's right. I was looking at a photo up on Infowars.com just during the break in the rotating tile up there of stories, and it was Jay Carney throwing his head back laughing with Obama. Ha, 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 ha. It's so funny. We say everyone's able to sign up. Obamacare works great. Oh, we tell them that, you know, there's no energy deals that run scams. Oh, we tell people you can keep your doctor. Oh, we tell people you didn't build your business. They just go on with lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. And the Republican leadership run by John Boehner says you cannot get rid of Obamacare. It's here to stay, but we'll tweak a few things in it. No, we want it gone. It's criminal. It's disgusting. It's wrecking the country. But they want us dependent, and they make money off the corporate tax that goes directly to them. So here's that headline. Carney on Benghazi. This is a conspiracy theory looking for a conspiracy theory. And in a larger context, he's saying the memo about the cover-up of Benghazi and about talking points, it does not have to do with Benghazi. I'm going to say that again. You didn't build that business. Somebody else did that. Your kids belong to the state. This is just absolutely waging war on reality, waging war on the truth, waging war on sanity. This is mind control. Let's go to Hare Carney.
Like, this is a conservative theory and spurs of a conspiracy.
The conservative group comes in and says, we want Benghazi documents. The administration says, this is not a Benghazi document, so we're not turning it over, right?
Again, I don't, like, this is a State Department FOIA request response.
Yeah. And we played the clip on Friday, too. We've got it there where he says, it's all over the news, he says this is not a Benghazi document when it says it's a Benghazi document, and that's what they're talking about. First, they said there were no documents. Now, this came out. They say it's a real document, but not a Benghazi document. And that'd be like if you walked on a Chevy dealership and walked over to a Corvette, and you said, I want to buy that Corvette, and they go, that is not a Corvette. And you said, yeah, it's a red Corvette or it's a black Corvette. No, it's not. Or I liken it to the milk aisle. It says milk, there's milk, and somebody walks over and says, you're not getting milk out of the refrigerator, out of the cold case. Yes, I am. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. That's called gaslighting. Look it up. It's a psychological warfare technique. Now, when the baloney, when the BS won't work anymore, what do they go to? It was in the news 2 weeks ago that the Air Force and the Navy are going to completely pilotless aircraft that are self-autonomous. They're already in the air, but by 2020, all of them, and the flight crews will be robots, and robots will work on the robots, and that's the big goal. China's putting in the robots to get rid of people at Foxconn with the suicide nets, the forced abortions, the suicide vans, all of it. I'm not making this up. I just said suicide nets and execution vans. Look up those terms. I mean, this is real. And I'm freaking out, not because I'm the weirdo. I'm freaking out because I'm normal and something's got to be done. Our government doesn't even criticize China now. Our supposed corporations have moved to China and are deindustrializing this country. And we are replacing humans. Google cars are hitting the streets in all 50 states. They're going to replace humans. Then they're going to make humans have Google cars or computer cars saying they're safer. I've been saying that for 15 years plus. First few years, I wasn't that smart on air. Now it's being announced on TV. Will it be the law that you're not allowed to drive your car? Or will you be allowed to drive some, but the computer takes over if you make a mistake? That's already coming out with Toyota. This is the smart meters. All of it is total control. But the next level is space planes, robotic control. That's already in space on record. Undersea submarines that are drone. Drone ships, drone aircraft, and drone 18-wheeler systems that deliver combat robots, drone tanks, that's decades old. It's all being rolled out right now. But just like the movie RoboCop, the new one is so accurate to how things will really work, they want the human body because biomechanically it works better than even the latest machines they've got. And so they're now saying we might grow humanoids. This is an MIT, look it up. We might grow humanoids that don't have a brain but have a human body with computers in it, basically a replicant, a.k.a. Philip K. Dick, so that then we have the combat mechs we need. And they're saying that's the latest in biotech, and nanotech is taking stuff and calling an invention, but really it's an abomination of life that, again, creates all this cross-species genetic leakage, which major studies you can look up show just the GMO crops are already leaching into human DNA and causing deadly mutations in humans. Cancer in children's only up 10,000% the last 50 years. Why not another 10,000%? Breast cancer's up 3,000%. How about more? No one wants to find the cure. Oh, I guess you do want to find the cure. the cure, the cure, the cure. No, you don't. The cure is finding out why it's exploding and why it's happening to begin with. The cure to lung cancer, stop smoking. The cure to not giving liver failure is don't drink two bottles of vodka every day. You understand? No one's talking about where it's coming from. So now you've got all these traumatized soldiers. How do you roll out the government taking over the internet? You go, for police and Homeland Security, we have to have a new internet that's secure, and then you'll be forced onto it and tracked. You have no rights on that new one. Then they release bugs and worms to take down the old internet. Okay? This is all the official plan. Internet 2, at least 18 years old. Look it up. Now it's being announced in Reuters, right here in front of me. Now, here's the new one. Coming soon, a brain implant to restore memory. French news agency, in the next few months, highly secretive U.S. researchers say they will unveil new advances towards developing a brain implant they developed decades ago. They had remote-controlled cockroaches in the 70s, remote-controlled rats in the 80s. I know, because it's in the mainline scientific documentation. Developing a brain implant that could one day, don't worry, they always announce it the same way. This is far off, like next week, like 10 years ago. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, that brought you the loving internet, is forging ahead with a four-year plan to build a sophisticated memory stimulator as part of President Barack Obama. See, he'll be credited like Al Gore for the invention of the internet. He'd been around since the 70s when they first started building it internally. And then by the early 90s, he votes, along with the rest of the Senate, to increase funding so they would control what was already there, and then takes credit for inventing it. He also wrote the Dead Sea Scrolls. Did you know that he wrote the book of Leviticus as well? He also is hosting this radio show right now. And when I lifted weights this morning, he did that. Because, you know, if you lifted weights this morning, you didn't do that. Al Gore did that for you. The Defense Advanced Research Project, DARPA, is forging ahead with a four-year plan to build a sophisticated memory stimulator. As part of President Barack Obama, if you don't take the brain chip, you're racist, $100 million initiative to better understand the human brain. The science has never been done before and raises ethical questions about whether the human mind should be manipulated in the name of staving off war injuries or managing the aging brain. See, oh, wait. It's for troops. Aren't you for the troops? Let them have a brain chip. Or it's for the old. Or it's for your kid that's misbehaving. Or suddenly people are getting neurological disorders at a young age because of, we don't know why. We're not going to look into why everybody's getting sick. But don't worry. We have chips that will fix it. We have systems that will help you. We care. We want to help everyone. We have the answers. Take the chip that DARPA just developed when Obama pledged billions of dollars towards the program and $100 million towards this. They haven't been working on it privately. It hasn't been admitted to be around for decades. Just search engine, cockroach with microchip. I mean, I remember being a kid in the late 70s when my dad had science magazines showing the roaches, not hypothetical, remote control, with a chip on their head, remote control. Roborat was out in the early 90s. I remember seeing that. You know, 20 years ago. It's brand new. Why not say Al Gore did it? Al Gore. He invented the brain chip. He invented Earth. We'll be right back with more on this and what it really means.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote Homeland Security by sticking a hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Oh, we take you now live.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center.
Is that an echo?
In the heart of the resistance.
Rallying patriots!
Rallying patriots worldwide.
Yeah! What you are about to receive. We are the dealers. We give them our everything you need. Crank it up. Right here's the best part. Let them have it. Full barrels. We are the pro-humans.
We are the dealers.
We'll give you everything you need. Hold on to your culture and say no to the plastic New World Order, because they want to override all of humanity and enslave this powerful species. Yeah, we're just starting to fight. For those resisting the tyranny, we salute you. For those defending humanity from the parasites, we salute you. Yeah! We're rocking on the front lines.
The sky's the limit.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The weekday show, back Sundays, 4 to 6. This is an original transmission you're listening to right now on the second day. You know, I started getting really excited and yelling and stuff. And you know what? I'm just going to let you know how I'm really feeling right now. I love humanity. I love free will. And I believe we can keep it. But let me tell you, the stuff that's going on, you should be acting like I'm acting. You should be upset. See, they take your tribal energy for football and sports. You go yell and scream for 3 hours. You feel really great because you're meant to yell and scream, getting fired up in life with your children, your wife, your husband. With the art you're doing, with the culture you're producing, not just sitting there and letting the globalists through television and through Hollywood program everybody. And so I'm here to tell you, you don't have to believe a word I'm saying. I know I'm telling you the truth. And truth stranger than fiction. I'm here to get you to wake up and get fired up about freedom. And I want you to consciously know what's happening to humanity so you can make a decision. Do you want to be part of retaining humanity, or you want to just say, I don't care about life. I'm just comfortable. Let them put stuff in our water and food. Let them take over. Let them program us. Let them put chips in the troops' brains. Let them put, you know, 10 years ago, tracker chips in most of the special forces. And the last 5 years, brain chips in troops that are hurt. Because I'm all for it if somebody's blind or whatever needs it. The problem is the Trojan horses. Who's behind it? What are they doing? And, man, I try to read the government documents that were public back in 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000. People said, who is this nutball? Plus, he's got a Texas accent. Everybody's dumb in Texas. That's why corporations all over the world try to hire executives from Texas. I saw a number of years ago, I think it was in Money Magazine, there are more executives from Texas, more newscasters from Texas, more artists from Texas. I'm not going into a Texas worship fest here. I just, you know, a bunch of Hollywood people saying Texas are a bunch of idiots. You're a bunch of morons. Audie Murphy's from Texas, punks. The whistleblower we got coming on to blow Benghazi wide open, Josh Plumlee's from Texas. I'm proud to be from the Lone Star State, and I'm proud to be a Texan, and I'm awake. And I'm smart, but more importantly, I'm aggressive and don't like being a slave, and I'm willing to fight. And I don't care how much programming you dump on me, I just get stronger. Because I'm not tying into some DARPA anti-human programming. I'm tying into my ancestors and the good Lord above, and God's got a lot of tricks up his sleeves against evil. As long as good men stand up and do the right thing, God will carry us the rest of the way. So that's what this comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. I told you over and over again, I mean, it's been public that they're going to put brain chips in people. And we're going to get so sick from all the vaccines, the GMOs, the garbage, the fluoride, that everybody's going to have chips and implants just to live. That's how they plan for the technocracy to control you. And then the globalists get the life extension technologies. They test all this garbage on us. This is what's going on. We're a giant vat of guinea pigs being tested on. And they also admit with all the toxins and poisons they're giving us, they expect with all the 41 years they've been taking blood worldwide from all newborn babies and putting it in the UN database that I exposed in 96, declassified 2005 nationwide, worldwide. Oh, yes, we broke that. That they're looking and patenting your own DNA in your blood and then tracking you through life. The hospitals don't even know when the government gets the blood test back. They just get a directive that, you know, the health department or the CDC wants your blood. They take some blood, send it off like obedient Obamacare servants. That gets sent off, and then they track why you were resistant to what they put in you so that can be passed on to the elite. See, now you're starting to understand how this ball game works. Now, let's go on to this article. This is French news agency. It's also in RTAP. Everywhere. DARPA working on brain implants to help store memory. That's what the Russians say. Isn't that sweet? Here's the AFP French news one. Some of those researchers say those who benefit include the 5 million Americans with Alzheimer's. Yeah, don't ask why Alzheimer's is exploding. Or, you know, just, you know, take a brain chip. And the nearly 300,000 U.S. military men and women who sustained traumatic brain injuries in Iraq and Afghanistan. If you have been injured in the line of duty and you can't remember your family, we want to be able to restore those kinds of functions. DARPA program manager Justin Sanchez said this week at a conference in the U.S. Capitol converted by the Center for Brain Health, University of Texas. Isn't that sweet? And what did I tell you probably 50 times on air? I was let in by a high-level individual at the University of Texas 12 years ago repeatedly. I mean, shoot, there's even video of me doing video shoots in there for one of Kevin Booth's films. and I was allowed to see some of the DARPA areas accidentally, and the monkeys with the wires hooked up to their brain. And at the entrance to every one of the restricted labs, it would say DARPA, the name of the program, on the door. And they would punch stuff out. I could see the monkeys out at the lab, out in the Bastrop, all being hit with different flicker rates on how to control the public through television. They had, great apes, rhesus monkeys, whole deal. No big deal, though. It's all for your own good. And they would have, subliminal audio testing. They had a whole lab funded by DARPA on how to have a flicker rate to make women become sexually aroused but not know why they were becoming aroused. I mean, when you're sitting there watching television, DARPA is hitting you with carrier signals put over the broadcast that most people that are executives don't even know about. I mean, you're being hit by 60 years of positronic warfare research. Because the government loves you. It goes on and says, if you've been injured in the line of duty and can't remember your family, we want to be able to restore those kind of functions. So DARPA's public rollout of brain chips is for the troops, for the old people, for the children. And again, when I start going blind when I'm old, I want electronic eyes. I want digital eyes. When my heart goes out, I want a bionic heart or one grown. The problem is these globalists are devils, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning us on purpose. We can't trust anything they give us. If Sauron in Lord of the Rings, as an analogy, gives you the ring, when the Hobbit offers Gandalf the ring, why does he refuse it? Because it's evil. Because someone wicked made it. All of the will, all of the hate, all the evil, it's all backdoored. It's all set up by psychopath anti-humans that think it's all a joke and are only giving us technology to control us and dominate us while they get all the goodies. And undoubtedly, a lot of this stuff will end up going to the public and being good. It's just you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, they want brain chips for social control and to make humans biological androids because they're better than robots. That's the bottom line. And I'll probably have the New York Times go, Alex Jones is crazy. He claims they have brain chips for troops when it's already admitted. Alex Jones is crazy. He claims there's drones. Alex Jones is crazy. He's a conspiracy theorist. He says the memo says Benghazi, even though it does. Jay Carney. I mean, that's how stupid they think you are. Are you really that dumb? I mean, people say, hey, let's go to the UT game. I mean, down the street, they've got a mind control base hooked into monkeys being tortured. It's like, I can't go have fun knowing that's going on. And they're killing the monkeys, torturing them to learn how to control us. And of course, the professors and people, they don't care. They're just getting funding. That was brought in there by people that wanted to show me what was going on. Because nobody was talking about this 12, 13 years ago. I said 12 years ago, time flies. That was like 14 years ago. And I had no idea. I mean, I knew about DARPA and stuff, but I'm not going to get into how I was in, how I saw it all. But they know it's all over there at that department over there. That thing is hooked into stuff all over the country. And I wasn't shown the classified stuff. I was shown the restricted stuff. And let me tell you, they see you as lower than those monkeys, ladies and gentlemen. And they're in there testing how to ruin your life, how to take your family over right now. Well, that's oppositional disorder towards authority. See, I'm mentally ill. I don't like all the things that are happening. I don't like Adolf Hitler. Next hour coming up with the big whistleblower and gun.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.